Hello, my lovely friends. What's up with you? Yes, another quick and nice podcast for you once again. And I thought it was a great thing to chat about the war with Iran that we are all marching to. And I say that we are marching all to it is that, well, definitely Netanyahu wants it. So that's clear. I don't think that's really a great policy, but I'm just thinking war is not a good policy at all, and I would go back to the foreign Israeli policy from prior to 1991. That means basically be friends with Iran and don't be friends with the rest. If I look at the Middle East, I don't know, a woman that's raped get punished because she was raped. I don't know. I don't think that Saudi Arabia is a great ally. And I know that a lot of things should happen, especially with the first populistic leader of the world, which was Ahmadinejad, who was basically just elected on killing all the Jews. Well, but let's face it, that's something that goes pretty well everywhere in the world. People don't like us. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because we are smarter, that we calculate things, and that we plan, prepare, and then take action. And if you say that it's because that we do business all together and try to reward each other with the business, then there's something that you need to realize. This is something that all minority groups that are around the world are doing. Chinese prefer to trade with Chinese. I'm looking at a contract for an apartment to rent for a few months, and the broker is a Dutch guy. Let's do it in Dutch. We Dutchies, we support each other. It's just the way it goes. So you can say that's good, that's bad. I think that's good, and that every country should get all those people and those strong ties together. Well, having that said, then I say that that's happening because recently the United States decided to blow up some oil tankers. And you could say, well, who cares? Well, from an environmental perspective, it's really something to do. And there were Iranian oil tankers against the embargo of Syria and shipping oil. So that happened. And Iran doesn't have a big oil fleet of oil tankers. So that's not the issue that they are that big. It's just, well, there are things that could go better, but they will retaliate. And I would like to go back to the 80s of the last century, when by accident, when Iran and Iraq were in war, the US Navy shot down an A-300 civil aircraft with 300 people aboard. Of course, no one survived, and the Iranians said, we will retaliate, we will do exactly the same. Yeah, and 9 months later, Pan Am aircraft blew up in Lockerbie. And the reason that in Lockerbie so many people passed away were just the bloody delays of Pan Am. If the aircraft was flying on time, it was blown up across somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. And don't get me wrong, I'm against all the violence, but I'm just thinking, is it not better? What will they do? They will retaliate. And let's face it, if I look at the bombing of some Iranian oil tankers, if you say we didn't know that they had them, then I would say, well, they have them. The CIA admitted publicly that they were giving them to Iran to fight the Mujahideen. So they had them. The West gave them to them. So it's not really that complicated. And it's just a lot of luck that they just got the paint, that they just hit paint and not blow up the aircraft. Because an oil tanker is just one big bomb. I mean, just one rocket at it, one torpedo, and you have a really big barbecue over there with a lot of people burned alive. And I feel sorry for those people. So it's just, I'm really, and I do think that's gonna happen because wars start with an accident. There are not so many wars that really start. I mean, if you look at the Gulf War, that Saddam Hussein was about, that he said that Kuwait was stealing oil. I don't know if that was the case or not. I don't know. I don't have the data. But you saw at that moment that he went into a full war, and he did something really smart to get the Middle East all together. He was basically not that much shooting his rockets at Kuwait City or Jeddah or Iran, for that sake, with a country he was in war. And no, I don't think that Saddam Hussein was a great guy. I mean, he gassed his own people. Okay, after the CIA said, please kick him out, we will support you, and the CIA just let him down. But hey, that's the business of CIA, causing a mess and leaving, and lets people just murder each other. That's their business model. So that was the United States. That's another country that they will never allow me in again. But what he did was, he was basically just bombing Tel Aviv the much as he could do, and Haifa and Eilat. And it was a lot of pressure from Bush. And what I expected it was that he just said, well, we give you free weapons, free aircraft, do nothing. We will do it for you. Because let's say that the Israeli army did what they normally do. You attack Israel, they attack back. You kill one people, they kill 10 to 20. That's basically the model that it is about. And then we, all around the world, we speak up and we say that you are bad because you are hurting us. So you get a full attack back. This didn't happen. And it's not that they did so well. We like to cut rockets in our towns. Okay, there is a good rocket defense system, but it's there for good reason. It is there because it's needed. And that's the sad thing. It's the complete Middle East is so fed up at the moment. It's just if one person does something wrong, the complete bloody war will get out and everyone will fight each other. Who will win? I don't know. If I look at the victories over the Middle East over the past years, I must admit, like the past decades, that basically Iran did it pretty well. Basically, the Israeli army and the Iranian army are victorious and the rest is just losing. And one of the big things that people always forget is if you look at most of those Middle East armies, they are soldiers of fortunes. They like a lot of money. But soldiers of fortune are one of the first to flee when the rockets go back. They are not prepared to die. They are not hard-trained, ideologically and by state propaganda-fueled soldiers that Israel and Iran have. And those too have them. And you could say, well, let them start a war. I would say, well, I don't think that's a good idea. Because war is bloody expensive. It's bad for everyone. I mean, and just look at what's happening everywhere. It's a big... Which war did really end well? Let's face it. I don't know. I don't know any. Do you? The Civil War in the United States should never have been fought. Should never have been started. Seriously. Simply abolish slavery and compensate the people that owned slaves because due to government policies, you lose money, government compensates you, move on. And it was not the Civil War. It was a terrible war. A lot of people died and... You could say, well, abolishing of slavery was the word. I don't know. Let's just look at it this way. In most European countries, we got rid of slavery. We just compensated the owners and we didn't start a war. Maybe that's a better solution. Let's not murder each other. I don't know for certain. Yeah, and having that said, there's something else I want to chat with you about. And there's a deplatforming that's happening. And I say so because we have, you know, heading towards elections in the United States. And no matter what you think about what's happening, what you see now, everyone who was supportive of Trump is being kicked out of all social media, YouTube and all those things, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snap, and all together at once. So there is some plan behind it. And they are now changing, YouTube just changed the rules, so it will be more easy for them because they can simply say, well, it's borderline criminal, so we will kick it off. But there is no definition of it. And my problem with this is that the importance of those companies, of Alphabet, of Google, of YouTube, of Facebook, because basically we talk about Alphabet and Facebook, their importance is really big. Most people get their news now from there. If you look at the viewers, I mean, CNN in the United States has less than 100,000 viewers a day. It's CNN, CNN just needs a big terroristic attack, a night war, something that you could get the drums on, get the breaking news out. Maybe a kid that falls in a butthole. Something that scores. I mean, and I say that from the kid because when CNN just started and they were broadcasting, this happened in Norway. They had a reporter. They were showing what was happening, showing it live at that moment. Well, at that time, well, most stations had at 6, 7 or 8 o'clock a news bulletin. And they came then with this with a 20 or 30 second item. CNN was broadcasting live from it with every quarter when something happened. An update from it. But the result, and this was the moment that the power of CNN was shown, and it was at the moment that the decor of CNN was breaking down. They were a small station, it was really small and amateuristic. Your local TV station had better equipment than CNN. But CNN was broadcasting cable, and they were showing it. And at once, due to the CNN coverage, people called in with ideas how to get a kid out, which added to the chance of getting the kid out. So that's really good. And that was also at the time that CNN tried to be neutral. And then, as a neutral station, you said both sides. I mean, they had at that time a lot of debate programs about HIV, what was a big crisis in the United States then, and they had the opponents of research and the supporters of research sitting at the table talking. And you can say it's good or bad, but just get the conversation going. At this moment, they are not getting the conversation going, and that's why so many people are not trusting them and are looking at them. I mean, it's not. You can agree with Alex Jones or not that he says CNN is a Clinton news network, but if people who were really supportive of Hillary Clinton say that CNN is extremely supportive of Clinton and really attacking Trump, then I'm pretty sure that he is right, because both sides say so. And that's the problem for me with the current election cycle. It's an unfair election cycle. And that's my problem. I mean, no matter who wins, for me, if you win the United States election, it just means that you screwed up and you had more dead people getting out and vote on you. And if you say that's not the case, well, just look at the voting roll, at the list of people who voted at the last elections. 106% of the people in Los Angeles turned out to be voting. 106%. Pretty impressive. I mean, last elections in for the European Parliament, we were around 30%, so they are doing something really well. If you look at JFK, who was elected, then it was just because the people of Chicago and Dallas turned out to the graveyard, voted on JFK, and returned to the graveyard. So it's on that side really shocking what's happening. And the importance of it is that if all your news is coming from one side, then you're in big trouble when it comes to voting. And for every election, I always say, get me an election, I will vote. I'm for every referendum, and let the people vote, because ultimately the wisdom of the crowd is best. And yes, I know how to manipulate the wisdom of the crowd. You want to have the end of all types of liberty and freedom? You know, just get the bomb to explode, put it to a minority, and you're there. Preferably at the school or something, because people love children. So on that side, you could really easily run it. And no, I don't say that you should do it, but this is the way it goes. Just look at George W. Bush. Before 9/11, people hated him. After 9/11, he was really the big guy. He was going to do everything. And also then you saw that after 9/11, there was immediately the call to invade Iran and Iraq. I don't know, but the people doing the hijack came from Bulgaria and Saudi Arabia. No Iraq, no Iran. And one of the pilots that was supposed to be killed retired 10 years later as a pilot. I don't know. I think that something is happening there. And that those who believe that there is a cover-up are right, because there is. I mean, the most easy example was the Northwest Boeing 757 did the daily Detroit Amsterdam flight till 2006. That aircraft was supposed to be crashed. I don't know for certain. It's a bit freaky. It's a bit. Something is happening there. I don't know certain what it is, but let's say there are good reasons to ask questions, and we should ask those questions and analyze the answers. Unfortunately, if you do so, then yeah, you just see how screwed up the world is, and or you get depressed about it, or you just think, well, let's have them. I mean, for me, it's easy. I just said, okay, the Pakistanis mission doesn't look, you can't trust the news, you can't trust your government. Well, for me, let's go to a place where the government is extremely weak. It doesn't take any sense to bribe anyone because they have nothing to say. Well, then you go to places where if there comes a nuclear holocaust, you have a chance of survival. And if I say a chance, I mean just a chance. That's all. Having said, the final thing, Mayor Jorma struck again. There was a house of someone who was collecting a lot of stuff, and the city decided to clean the house. The house was privately owned, and now the house is burned down. Of course, this is a matter. I'm not sure if the civil servants were intending to have a nice big barbecue, but it could be the case. I mean, I don't know. What is interesting is that it's in the local gossip / newspaper, really small piece, and I'm just thinking, those people of the city come in, on what ground, what's happening, and they burn the bloody place down. What happened? This should be investigated, and those civil servants should be held accountable. I mean, okay, you can say someone is collecting too much stuff. What's wrong with that? It's their choice. And by doing this and by limiting this opportunity of freedom of the way to live your way you like it, all that Jorma is doing is just ending those chances and getting to one society with one mindset. And yeah, you know, after all that, after what he did to me, I just hope that he passes, that he turns away and he steps down, because he is complaining about everything and he is, well, I think I must admit that I think that his evaluation was recently there, because he is now a lot more in the media and there's a lot more people. He tries to do things, so maybe his evaluation was there. I'm not sure. I will submit a freedom of information request about it, because it'll be fun you to check it out and see what's happening. Well, that's it for today. I am off. I need to go to an appointment and make some money. So I will talk to you tomorrow with some new comments. Cheers.